With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The UN Security Council has just approved a watered-down resolution to deliver desperately needed aid to Gaza. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told reporters before the vote that the U.S. backed the updated resolution.
The draft resolution is not watered down. The draft resolution is a very strong resolution that is fully supported by the Arab group that provides them what they feel is needed to get humanitarian assistance on the ground.
Other countries supported a stronger text that would have included the now eliminated call for the urgent suspension of hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Also on SRNews.com, the holiday travel rush is hitting its peak as mild weather and lower flight cancellation rates raise hopes for merrier drivers and airline passengers than last year. U.S. airlines are predicting a blockbuster holiday season and have projected confidence that they can handle the crowds after hiring thousands of pilots, flight attendants, and other workers seeking to avoid the delays and suspensions that marred travel last year. For most Americans dreaming of a white Christmas this year, the prospects are not good. Judah Cohen of the Verisk Atmospheric and Environmental Research Team says it'll be a brown Christmas for much of the United States. So where should snow lovers turn? Alaska, where Anchorage could break its Christmas Day 1994 record of 30 inches, according to the National Weather Service. The Federal Reserve's preferred measure of prices fell last month. Today's report shows the U.S. consumer prices slid 0.1%. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 38 points. This is SRN News. A Catholic school beats a hasty retreat.
Last month, officials at all-female St. Mary's College in Notre Dame, Indiana, announced they would begin admitting men who are living as women. This touched off a firestorm of outrage amidst students, parents, alumni, and donors. Now school president Katie Conboy has released a statement saying that St. Mary's is doing a 180 and will not be admitting men after all. Critics of the new policy are cheering, calling the turnabout an answer to prayer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In an unusual move, a federal judge hearing a challenge to a Florida ban on sex change operations for children has stated that Governor Ron DeSantis lied when he said the procedures amount to the mutilation of children. Judge Robert Hinkle says he'll rule sometime after the holidays on the future of the ban. Critics fear he has already made his decision. This is SRN News. People in the Czech capital are trying to come to grips with a mass shooting at a university there.
Authorities say three foreign nationals, two from the United Arab Emirates and one from the Netherlands, are among 25 wounded when a student opened fire at the university, killing 14 people. Thursday's mass shooting is the worst in Czech history. The city's police chief says a lone gunman opened fire in the philosophy department building of Charles University, where he was a student. Police say the gunman then killed himself. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia's war on Ukraine has created a massive need for prosthetic limbs. An estimated 20,000 Ukrainians had amputations since the war started in February 2022, many of them soldiers who lost arms or legs due to blast wounds. But thanks to a new bionic arm, one soldier is able to work as a rehab specialist. More details at SRNews.com.